So we take you now to Duffy's Tavern.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern. What do you leave me to eat? Archie DeMange is speaking. Duffy ain't here. Hello, Duffy. Has the crowd? Oh, there's a couple of celebrities here. Well, for one, Horace Guttenberg, the well-known counterfeiter. Yeah, he's very happy. He just found a publisher for his new $10 bill. Yeah, probably beat his December selection of the Buck of the Month Club. Well, I thought it was funny. By the way, Seamus Schmidt just dropped in, too. He just got out of the Air Corps. Yeah, he's sitting here at the end of the bar with his back to everybody. Well, I guess it must be force of habit. He used to be a tail gunner. Look, Duffy, by the way, we got to get rid of that new chef. Yeah, well, from his cooking, I think the guy must be a fatalist. Huh? Yeah, he seems to figure we all got to go sometime. Well, we got to do something, Duffy. All our business is going over to Grogan's across the street. Huh? Well, I don't know, Duffy, but when a customer walks out of Grogan's, he's got a smile on his face. Well, yeah, I know when they leave here, they're smiling, but Duffy, are they walking? Well, I'll think of something. Okay, Duffy. Beautiful brunette. What are you doing there?
I'm changing the liverwurst on the free lunch.
Changing the liverwurst? But it's only been there for 5 weeks.
Yeah, I know. See, but this post-war meat just don't seem to have no endurance.
Yeah, but don't throw it away. Grind it up to chicken hash. Anyways, as I was saying, if a tall, beautiful brunette comes in looking for me, aware me of her presence immediately, will you?
Tall, beautiful, well-dressed brunette looking for you? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll take a hat and straight jacket and announce her immediately.
Eddie, as one might say to Abner, that ain't funny, McGee.
I'm sorry. I just have a slight bent for the humorous.
What you mean is that your humor has a slight case of the bends. You always have to be funny, while here I am, racking up me brain, trying to think of a way to get our business on its feet.
If our business ever gets on its feet, it'll walk right out of here. Hey, anyway, well, what's this beautiful brunette got to do with business?
Well, she's a fortune teller, Madam Zuma. She might work here.
Fortune teller?
Yeah, I met her at a party over at Bullethead Brannigan's, B.B. gave the party for his kid brother. Sort of a combination of the kid's graduation from public school and his 24th birthday. Yeah. So anyway, this Madam Zuma was there, and terrific, Eddie. telling fortunes, doing magic tricks, all kinds of prestidigitalis, you know?
One of them female phonies, huh?
Phony, nothing. This is a very terrific dame. Real class, you know. I wish you could have seen her after the party broke up. Proud as a queen, this dame. Telling Clancy the cop that she can climb into the patrol wagon without help, thank you. Well, anyway, I bet you if we had a fortune teller here, working here, we could double our business. Then we'd only be losing half as much.
I was just going to say it.
Yeah, I know, but this time I beat you to it.
Hello,
Archie. Hello, Miss Duffy.
Hello, Miss Duffy. That nice dress you got on.
Oh, thank you, Eddie. It's the newest thing. It's made out of parachute silk.
Yeah, and it fits you like you forgot to bail out. ain't it a trifle tight?
Not at all. It's just cut on the bias.
And it don't fit too well in front, neither. Where did you buy it?
I didn't buy it. I made it myself. I got the pattern out of the magazine.
Out of a magazine, huh? House beautiful, no doubt.
Miss Archie, why don't you stop picking on Miss Duffy? After all, a girl can't have brains, looks, personality, and a gorgeous figure all at once.
No, but she could have them one at a time.
I should bother my time talking to a square. You know, it's men like you that make it a pleasure for a girl to be an old maid.
Glad to be of service. Now, look, Miss Duffy, I'm busy now. I got a fortune teller coming down here to work, you see.
Oh, a fortune teller? Another one of your crazy schemes. Honestly, it wouldn't surprise me if on account of you, one of these days this business went on the rocks.
One of these days. Miss Duffy, welcome to Boulder Dam. Speaking of rocks, look what just came out from under one. Well, Finnegan, I was just saying here, we got a fortune teller coming down here tonight. How would you like to get your palm read?
Oh, it wouldn't work, Art.
Why?
I just washed my hand. besides, I just had me fortune told the other day.
Then, what did it say?
It said I weighed 159 pounds. Yeah, and it said that I'm very intelligent, I'm bound to succeed, and attractive to women.
Brother, was that weighing machine cockeyed?
Sure was, Arch. I only weigh 140.
Miss Archer.
Oh, yes, Eddie.
Letter just come for your special delivery.
A letter for me? Who could be writing at this hour? Let me see it, Eddie.
There you are.
Nice stationery. Hey, my dear nephew Archie. Just a line to let you know that I am leaving you my entire fortune. Please excuse the poor penmanship as I'm writing this from my deathbed, and by the time you receive it, I will probably have passed into the great beyond. Let's get together soon. Signed, your loving uncle.
Your loving uncle who?
It don't say. This is very strange indeed.
Look, you don't suppose it could be some new kind of post-war racket?
Eddie, would a man go to the trouble of dying just for a racket? No, it looks like lightning has finally struck me, Eddie. Like a bolt from the cloth. Yep. The guy's entire fortune, he says. You know what that means? Polar ponies. Yachts. Fresh fish every Friday from my own private aviary. 30 pair of shoes, a dozen neckties, 2 suits. I'll make that Adolf Manjo look like a beachcomber. What do you want, you big pig? You heard me. Well, it just happens that I inherited a pile of dough and I will need your lousy job no longer. Well, every dog has his day and I'm no exception. Yes. Okay, I bid you good day, peasant. Boy, Eddie, ain't it wonderful how you can talk if you got money?
That's right, if you got it.
If you... Wait, now, just a second. Que bully boo dear, Sahib.
Well, Pierre, I'll tell you. In the first place, you don't care voulez-vous who this uncle is. And in the second place, he don't say how much care voulez-vous he's leaving.
Eddie, you know, you're the kind of a guy that would find flaws in a painting by Toscanini. But you'll leave your attitude when you see me riding down the street in me Cadillac reconvertible with a sable tail flying from the radiator.
Yes, sir?
I think I figured it out. There was only one uncle that I ever had that had any dough. And I ain't seen the guy for years.
Why was that?
Well, he's been away at sea. He was a very big shipping man, you know, made a fortune out of the sea. I think I'm going to call up his main office and check up. Hello? Fulton Fish Market? This is Archie. Is my uncle there? Yes, the barnacle. He just went out a few minutes ago? He did. Tell me, was it by any chance feet first? Just staggering, huh? Well, thank you very much. He never was very dependable.
So, hi, Art.
Oh, what is it, Finnegan?
I heard you're going to be a millionaire. Congratulations.
Well, it is. You little escrows to be fiscaled out before the principal accrues, but thank you anyway.
Oh, you're welcome. Hey, Archer, now that you got all of this dough, how about lending me the loan of a nickel?
I know it. I ain't even coming to my fortune yet, and already the vultures are beginning to vulch me.
But, Archer, I only asked for a nickel.
Well, you asked for a nickel, 13 other guys asked for a nickel before I know it, there's a buckshot. Besides, it's a lot better if I don't give you the nickel.
What?
To save you from yourself. To keep you from going out and getting high as a kite on Tootsie Rolls. I know you, Clifton Finnegan. You're weak.
Yeah, but,
Now, don't bother me. First place, I gotta figure out which uncle it was that left me all of this dough.
Good evening, Archie.
Well, Madam Zuma, we've been looking forward to you, May I say that welcoming a fortune teller to this place is a very rare privilege?
But I'm not just a fortune teller. I'm a medium.
I beg your pardon. It is a medium rare privilege. You'll excuse me, sense of humor, madam. It sometimes runs away from me.
I can't say that I blame it.
Well, thank you. Well, tell me, how's things? How've you been? Read any good poems lately?
Archie, I'm trying to explain. Madame Zuma is not just a palmist or fortune teller. The madam is also a spiritualist and astrologer.
Oh, is that so?
Yes. Do you know anything about astrology?
Oh, sure. Sortine, Cuba Libra, Taurus the Bull, Gemini the Cricket, Oh, certainly. I know them all. Incidentally, what are you, a Virgo by any chance?
Archie. Archie, you aren't by any chance trying to cast my horoscope.
Well, you can't blame a guy for trying. After all, you ain't a bad-looking tomato for a zodiac.
Now, just one second, Archie. I would like to remind you that I'm here on business.
Oh.
Now, when does the rush hour start?
The rush hour. Well, madam, you see that guy standing over there drinking a beer?
Yes.
When he puts down his nickel and walks out, the rush hour is over. But, you see, that's what we was hoping, that you'd help business here. By the way, would you like a cup of tea to get started?
A cup of tea would be nice.
Uh-huh. Anything else?
Yes, a bourbon chaser.
A bourbon chaser. Well, madam, I see in addition to your other talents that you also communicate with a spirit. Oh, Eddie, one bourbon coming up for Madam Zuma.
That one bourbon coming up.
Archie, you are joking, but I am serious. I do communicate with the spirit. The spirits of those who have gone beyond.
You do? Look, I got a letter today from a dead uncle, see? And I was wondering if...
Pardon me, madam. Here's your rye.
Rye? But I ordered bourbon.
Well, have it your way. Here's your bourbon.
Perhaps I should just have the tea.
Okay, madam. Come on, Rye. Back you go into the scotch bottle.
And now, Archie, you were about to tell me of a letter that you received.
Yes, madam. Maybe you could help me.
Hi, Archie.
What is it, Finnegan?
How's about the madam reading my palm?
Go ahead. Humor, Madam Zuma, but don't try reading his mind unless you feel you need a vacation.
Very well. Hold out your left hand, Mr. Finnegan.
Yeah, my left hand? Well, here's both of them. You pick it out.
A very interesting palm. A strong lifeline, but no headline.
Well, I got very few worries.
Look, madam, why don't you just tell him what sign he was born under and let it go at that?
I happen to know what sign I was born under.
Do you? Which one?
I was born under a stop sign. The ambulance couldn't make it to the hospital.
Finnegan, I give up. Look. Here's that nickel that you wanted. Now go out and drown your sorrows with a Tootsie Roll.
Oh, boy, thanks, Dutch. I'll be right back.
Don't hurry. Now, Madam Zuma, to get back to that letter we were discussing, it seems that an uncle of mine...
I say, Archie.
Good heavens, the thing that was here has a sister?
Madam, it's even worse than that. This is Duffy's daughter.
Oh, how do you do?
Would you mind reading my poem, Madam Zuma?
Now, look, Miss Duffy.
Archie, I have been told that I have some very interesting lines.
Well, if you have, they're certainly all in your hand.
Let me see your hand, my dear. The heart line. I see signs of shyness and timidity with the opposite sex.
They must be the blisters she got climbing up the fire escape at the YMCA.
To that big mouth. Now, madam, there's something I want you to tell me. Can you see in my palm whether I'll be married in the near future?
Let me see. It doesn't look too good.
Madam, you're not looking at my palm. You're looking at my face.
My dear, I read lines wherever I find them.
Archie, is this crummy fortune teller trying to insult me?
No, it's just that even to a gypsy, you ain't no Rose Lee. Now, go on. Scram. Scuttle your bustle. Pardon me, madam.
Well, Archie, let's get back to business. You have a letter from a long-lost uncle who is dead and has left you a fortune.
Just a second. I didn't tell you what the letter said. How did you know?
The unseen powers tell me many, many things. They also tell me that your uncle neglected to mention before he died who he was and how you could get his money.
Amazing. Madam, them unseen ghosts didn't tell you who my uncle was, did they?
Not yet, but they could.
Well, get them on the phone.
No, Archie. It could only be done through a seance.
A what, aunts?
A seance, where we all gather round the table.
Oh, yeah. One of them information places with cheat. Yeah. Well, do you think you could contact me, Uncle?
Well, we can try. I'll go make the preparation.
Good.
Thank you.
Duffy's Tavern, where the Swami eats the salami, Eddie the Happy Medium speaking. Oh, hello, Mr. Duffy. Mr. Archie? Now, just a second, I'll get in. Oh, Mr. Archie?
Yeah. Well, hello, Duffy. Huh? You heard about the fortune teller? Well, she's gonna contact me departed uncle. What's she like? Well, about, 5'4" and, well, generally it should happen to me. Yeah, huh? After she contacts me uncle, you'd like to contact her? Duffy, I think in terms of astrology, you must have been born under the sign of Errol the Wolf. Hey, wait a minute. What am I talking so friendly to you for? I almost forgot that I don't need this job, you crumb. Good day, sir.
All right, Archie. We are ready for the seance.
Okay, you got your crystal ball?
Madame Zuma does not use a crystal ball.
No, Madame Zuma uses an 8-ball. And guess who's behind it?
Eddie.
Pete.
Now, what's our first step, Madame Zuma?
Well, first we must have total darkness.
Okay, Eddie, turn out the light.
Uh-uh, this time you ain't even gonna be able to see it coming.
Please, quiet. Ladies and gentlemen, due to a seance that's about to take place, we got to exterminate the light. So, remember, yous is all on your honor, and I want you gentlemen to remember that the person next to you may be somebody's sister. And, oh yes, in case anybody gets any ideas, the pretzels are counted. Go ahead, Eddie, douse the light.
Right.
Thank you. How's that, Madam Zuma?
Oh, it is not quite dark enough. I can see something gleaming on the floor.
Where? Oh, yes, sir. Will the gentleman with the gold teeth please close his mouth? I thank you, sir. All right, proceed ahead, madam.
Very well. Now, please, everybody, place your hands on the table. We are now surrounded by spirits. The spirits of those who have passed into the hereafter. Wait. I feel strong vibrations. The vibrations are beginning to move me.
I forgot to tell you, madam, the subway runs right under this door.
Archie, please, I must have quiet. Hello? Hello out there. Madame Zuma calling Archie's uncle.
Please limit your call to 5 minutes now.
Shut up, Eddie. Go ahead, madam.
Hello. Hello. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Archie, perhaps your voice would help.
Okay. Archie to uncle. Archie to uncle. Do you roger me?
Yes, the spirit has heard. He is approaching us. We must all remain seated. No one must move. From now on, Madame Zuma will be silent. Archie's uncle will speak to us soon. Soon.
Hello? Hello, uncle? Are you there? I hear something moving.
What's the matter? Is the place...
No, we're open. In fact, we've been waiting for you.
Oh, gee, that's nice.
I suppose you came to tell me about the money?
Yeah.
Fine, where is it? Can you tell me now?
It's down in the candy store.
You left the money in a candy store. Can you tell me the name of the candy store?
Yeah, Cohen's Candy Store. Where else would I go to buy a touchy roll?
Wait a minute. Switch on them lights. Finnegan, where is Madame Zuma? Hey, what's that cash register doing open?
Madame Zuma has left with the Mazuma.
You mean we've been robbed?
She didn't put no money in that register. Mr. Archie, you have just been taken.
What a sucker I was.
Yep, a real seersucker. But you ain't got nothing to worry about. Mr. Duffy won't mind that money being missing from the register. After all, you and him is on such nice, friendly terms.
Mm. Hello, Duffy. Well, I inherited that fortune, but if you'd like me to work here for nothing for a while, the boss will mean nothing to me. After all, you know, I like you. You're a very sweet guy.